This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, we've just launched this show into the release. It's my DH Radio and CJMQ official release of Tom Boyfriend's latest album, King of the Animals. And, you know, we've heard from Ryan Kempstra in the past, and Ryan was even on the Christmas show last year, and now we've heard from him about the new release. But we have to, there are like 13 people on stage, so... You know what? We have to get in there, and so now at this moment we're about to talk with Teresa Folker. Teresa is one of the glory hogs, I believe, is how we should be calling it out, right, Teresa?
That's correct. I am a glory hog.
And the glory hogs were mentioned by Ryan in his first interview for DH Radio as being the exuberant and dedicated. Backup singers for Tom Boyfriend, and harmony and goodness and
he once said that we were kind of the spirit of the band, and I like to refer to us as the Greek chorus of the band. If you really don't know what's going on, you watch us and we kind of act out the songs maybe a little bit.
I think that's a perfect way. And you know what? I can think of several other bands out there that could really do well to have somebody explain to us exactly what it is they're singing about. So it's great that I love that, the Greek chorus. So tell me about your involvement with the band. Now you and your wife, Adriana, are both members of the band and both singing. How did you come to be involved in Tom Boyfriend?
Well, Adriana worked with the original bass player, I believe it was, or no, the original guitar player, Carolyn Ming Ho, and she was moving to Vancouver and was actually leaving the band, but Ryan had put out the word that he was looking to add an element to End of Poverty that involved kind of a choir-like voice. Mm-hmm. He wanted more than one voice. He wanted it to sound kind of childlike, and he had some lyrics written that were different. And Carrie Lynn knew that Adriana and I were both in a choir. It's actually how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And recommended us. Neither of us had actually sung in a band or anything like that before. We had done strictly a choir kind of singing. And we came and we listened to what he had written, and we liked it, and the rest is history. We were on stage at Pride that year.
It's just beautiful. Like, yeah. Especially that I'm... Now, let's hear from your point of view, what is it like to be a part of Tom Boyfriend? What is it like to be a part of this band? Now, we've got... Because we've had all this... We've heard from the front man. Now we... And there's a lot of pressure in that. He's like kind of, okay, here I am. I'm going to carry this here. But now let's take a little of the pressure off Ryan and tell us a little bit of the behind the scenes and from the chorus's point of view.
Well, being a part of Tom Boyfriend is incredible. It's an honor, and it's kind of changed my life in a way, in that I've been exposed to so many more people. You know, we do a lot of crazy kind of gigs. We've performed in a boxing ring. Basically, if you invite us, we will come. We once performed for a bicycle festival where all of our amps and everything were powered by two people who rode bicycles at the side of the stage. And it was in the middle of a dog park, so there were dogs running around, and it was fantastic. So you never actually know what you're going to get into when you show up to a gig. It's kind of fun.
Man, I would love to power a rock show. Like, I mean, that's huge. That's really cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was great time.
So,
and apparently they do it every year. So
what a great idea. That's an amazing thing to be involved in. So what would you now give us? Let's have a little more of a bird's eye view of this Ryan Kempstra character that we've heard from now, because he doesn't get to, you know, he's not somebody who's going to go around tooting his own horn, and he's going to be proud of what it is that he does and proud of the band and definitely very honestly sell what it is that you do. But what about him? I kind of love this guy.
I love him too. Ryan and I are about as different as night and day.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because he's taught me a lot about genius almost. You know, he he won't toot his own horn. He's very modest, but he's obviously a very gifted writer. His lyrics are incredible.
They are.
And he is a poet. He's a published poet. And that's what he came to Toronto to be, and realized quickly that that probably wasn't going to make him a living. But the best way to get your lyrics out there sometimes is to write songs. And I think that's why he turned to songwriting. I'm not sure. I'm speaking for him out of turn there, but I'm pretty sure that's why he got into it.
It's, you know what, it sounds like a pretty good answer. And it no matter what, it's definitely a vehicle for your words, right? So,
right.
Yeah, that's...
And he has a lot to say, and he has a very unique view on the world. Ryan and I have talked for hours about, you know, different things that, you know, you can say something so benign to him and end up in a 3-hour conversation about the meaning of life, and it's nothing, it never feels like you've been talking that long. He's really quite a guy, and I admire him, and I hope that him we get to work together for a lot longer.
So tell me about your feelings about this this new album. What are your thoughts? Now, one of the things that I mentioned to Ryan is, as a fan, it was an interesting thing to see this new, like, everything went up a notch. There's a bit of a polish that is different this time. It's different between Don't Go to School and not necessarily in production quality or that sort of thing, but a little bit more in the media, like the very, like a slick, very slick looking album cover and a portrait of the band, a photo of the band that just, I told Ryan that just brought a tear to my eye to see you guys all looking so pro, you know? So
yeah.
Would you say that you have felt an element in production or in putting together this this latest album that was a little different than what, than Don't Go to School?
Definitely. I would say, you know, we actually went into a proper studio this time to record.
Right.
Which was a big deal for all of us, because really none of us are musicians by trade. We all have full-time jobs and often are involved in other art projects that we would say are our primary art projects. So to go into a proper studio and record was really awing for all of us, but I think it comes through in the sound. And definitely we all felt a little bit more of the pressure, I think, that you were talking about. Don't Go to School was something really unique. It was put together by a bunch of people who had an interest in music but didn't really know if they were any good at music or could carry an album, and we got a lot of praise for that. So when you're doing a second album and it's not, you know, none of us make any money really by this. Most of the money that is made by what we do in our shows goes right back into, what went right back into this next album.
Yeah.
So... you know, we do it for the love of music, and all of us, you know, we have a few new band members, and maybe that raised the stakes a bit as far as how well, you know, I don't want to say how well we play, but definitely there's a few members who are a bit more polished in their musical talents.
Yeah.
And Shalom Krstaka, of course, has added, he adds so much to it as well, and I think he felt a little bit more pressure to, all of us did. So I'm hoping that we please and that everybody loves it, because we all are really proud of what this has turned into, and we're really proud of the songs.
Well, it sure has turned out a beautiful product. It's a terrific EP and something so much fun for as a fan. Oh man, I just like Hot Divorcee. Well, I love all of the tracks. I love Margot. I love Alexander McQueen. The whole thing is extremely well done. But yeah, I think Hot Divorcee, especially because there's such a great video. If listeners, if you want to have to hear a great Tom Boyfriend song and also see a fantastically fun video, just go in YouTube Tom Boyfriend Hot Divorcee and check it out. If you have any kind of love of kitsch or that whole kind of 50s style thing.
The video is really amazing and is totally done by another member, one of our guitar players, Jonathan Cope.
Yes, that's what I was told.
The mind behind that. So Obviously another very gifted mind, because the video is, it just blew me away. I love it.
It's so much fun. Hey, I think one of the things that's really interesting about the music industry these days is the commitment to, just into making music, to knowing that there are ways and avenues of making it in the business. I'm doing quote fingers while I say that. But there seems to be this sort of like a resolution amongst certain artists to just make music, to enjoy it, to market it well and get out there and do their best, and yet to kind of maintain and have their lives too, like to not put so much on the line or so much pressure or stress on them, on sort of themselves and their surroundings. And how would you speak to that, like the idea of sort of having a life and having the music as well too?
I definitely agree with you there. Like I mentioned, that none of us are, you know, all of us have full-time jobs. None of them are very traditional jobs. but we do, the music is something that we do because we love it. And I think that is where we're going back to, because music has become so produced in top 40 and, you know, it's all synthesized. We saw that, I don't even know what her name was, but that Friday song. I
mean, yeah. enough said. I know where you're going with that.
Like, I'm actually proud to say I have never heard the whole song.
Me neither.
but when you're doing it because you love it, I think you definitely go back to starting to produce music that is to be enjoyed and something that says what you want it to say, instead of having a production team come up and polish you. And we're very lucky that way, and that we really haven't had anybody come and try and do that for us, because anybody who's seen our live show knows that as much as the music is a lot of fun to listen to, our live shows are quite different. We usually wear different costumes, or
crocheted mustaches.
Yes, there's crocheted mustaches, there's crocheted masks. My wife actually crocheted a bra for one of our MCs for one of our shows, which was quite amazing. You know, we always try and have an element, a visual element that is pleasing for the audience. And like I said, when I said that we're the Greek chorus of the band, the Glory Hogs, you know, we have... We're actually going to have dance moves at the next show.
Which I'm kind of, choreography.
Choreography for Glory Hogs. I'm a little worried, to be honest.
This is Teresa Fulker that we're hearing from tonight on DH Radio, who's one of the Glory Hogs, the amazing, astounding Greek chorus backup singers for Tom Boyfriend. Now, I just want to mention the fact that you actually have Townships roots, which is pretty interesting stuff. And was something that I think made, I don't know, I feel like we're those peas and carrots kind of friends.
Teresa. We definitely are.
So you've got this, there's a Townships connection in your family within the Fowler clan, which kind of branches their way out through the throughout the entire Eastern Townships. And you have, now you were talking about the unusual jobs of the band. Tell me about, now I know there are going to be listeners that are going to love what you do, because we have a big community that supports what it is that you do. So tell us a little bit about your day job. I think this is an interesting thing to hear in the from somebody who's working producing music as well too.
I own a pet sitting and dog walking company in downtown Toronto. So I spend my days walking dogs individually that sometimes don't get along with other dogs or don't go as fast as other dogs, or unusual pets, ferrets, rabbits, snakes. I just love animals, and so I spend my day taking care of animals.
That's in downtown Toronto.
In downtown Toronto.
I just love the combination of that. Like, somebody who has a passion for animals may not be thinking automatically that they will.
I definitely didn't this. When I moved to downtown Toronto. I had a regular 9-to-5 corporate day job, because that's what I figured that you could get. And I had worked with animals for quite some time before I moved to Toronto. I was a racehorse groom, and like you said, I have township roots. My grandfather was actually a poultry judge. From Danville, Quebec.
I love it.
you know, it goes, my country roots go way back. And so when I moved here, I definitely didn't think that I would end up going back to working with animals, but it's exactly what happened, and I'm so glad that it did.
So that now, as far as the business goes, it's something that now. So what do your, when you talk about 9 to 5 compared to doing something like it is that you're doing now? How do you work a schedule like that?
Oh well, I still work probably about 10 to 6 most days, but I do work weekends, and I actually, you know, I work a few more hours probably than I did when I was working in the office, because it is, I am self-employed, and that always involves long hours no matter what it is you're going to do, because mm-hmm. you're going to have to do work that you don't get paid for, paperwork and all that. But definitely the scheduling, there is an element of I do have, you know, some flexibility, and when I take time off, I just came back from a wonderful trip. I was able to take some time off. But, you know, I work through Christmas because that's a high time for me.
Of course.
Well, I kind of had to give that up. But it all depends on, you know, if you love what you're doing, it never seems like you're working.
No, absolutely. I completely agree. And that's an amazing thing. And it's great that you've been able to provide something in Toronto that's probably a service that other people would be a little bit concerned about finding, you know, being able to find someone that they can trust and who's going to provide good service and who will really care about their pets. So it's great that you do that.
Thanks. Yeah, I love it.
Teresa Folker, one of the Glory Hogs, finally, as a part of the band Tom Boyfriend, we finally got to do this interview, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. I've been very excited to talk to you. I'm also a big fan of yours, so
this is
really exciting to be able to talk to you, and I kind of feel like it's going home a bit, because the station is from, you know, is the Eastern Townships.
Absolutely.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks so much, Teresa Folker. And this is just the beginning, so you have to come back to DH Radio.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks so much.
No problem.